The United States Census is so much more than just a headcount. It's a snapshot of America that determines how congressional seats are apportioned, how state and federal dollars are distributed, where businesses choose to ship products, and where they build new stores. To do all that properly, the count needs to be accurate. I'm David Fair, and here at 89.1 WEMU, we've teamed with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development to bring you a series of monthly reports on the local issues surrounding the upcoming census. In this edition, we're going to focus on Washtenaw County populations that traditionally are undercounted and what's being done this time around to make sure our elderly and our voting age students are counted. My first guest this morning is Melody Bryant, and Melody is a community organizer and project coordinator at the Area Agency on Aging 1B. It's a nonprofit that receives state and federal funding and, with their community partners, serve a six-county region in southeast Michigan, helping older adults and people with disabilities access services and programs. Melody is coordinating the Older Adults Count Census 2020 initiative in Washtenaw, Oakland, and Macomb counties. And thank you for being here, Melody. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, David.
And my second guest is Carolyn Sanders. She is Assistant Director of Community Relations and Engagement at EMU and serves as liaison between the EMU community and business and community partners. She is helping coordinate census outreach efforts among student populations. And welcome to WEMU.
Thank you.
Melody, in looking at the data that was collected in the last census, do you have an idea of just how undercounted the senior population was in our area, or at least nationally?
Well, we don't have a really good idea of exactly how undercounted it was. We actually expected that overall seniors were fairly well counted, but there are a couple of groups that are particularly undercounted, and that is snowbirds, who migrate south to a warmer climate for approximately 6 months out of the year.
Right.
And then the second group would be older adults who may be low income, or in this upcoming census, with it being online, may not have access to the internet.
Technology, right. And Carolyn, same thing. Do we know, or do we think the voting age student population was underreported or misreported in the 2010 census?
Well, because Eastern Michigan University is located in Ypsilanti, Ypsilanti had a low response for turnout for the census completion. And students, if they live on campus and they live here throughout the year, they should be counted here and not at their parents' residence. And so that is one of our concerns in terms of what we're doing in our efforts to get them to understand how important it is for them to complete the census and also understand how the census benefits them and the community that they spend most of their time at.
There seems to be some confusion or inability to determine where access is appropriate. So with some of the technological barriers that you mentioned, Melody, with the majority of the 2020 census taking place online, what plans have been put in place to assist?
Well, one of the things that we're going to be doing is working very closely with our senior centers, and it's going to be very event-based. We will be doing census completion assistance events, and the senior centers are talking about working closely with colleges and high schools to bring them in and having intergenerational events. And so they can come in and they can sit down at a computer while that person assisting them can't actually enter the information for them. They can kind of help them along and tell them how to answer the questions or how to use the computer if they have any concerns with that.
Once the online portion of the census is considered complete, Melody, will there be the traditional door-to-door canvassing to see if we missed anybody?
There will be. Census workers will be going door-to-door starting about the May timeframe, after they have received their second mailer.
And Carolyn, as a parent of a college student, and this was just touched on, but I would certainly include my daughter in the listing as my household resident, as I'm sure many parents do. But if we weren't having this conversation, I'm not sure it would occur to me to ask if she filled out a census form in her state and from her apartment address where she goes to school. So what is the outreach plan in specific to clear up that kind of confusion here at EMU and at schools like U of M?
Eastern actually has a ton of events planned, including having student tables set up in our student center, book spaces where we will provide refreshments, having speakers come out and help students understand the relevance of the census and how it actually impacts them, how that federal funding, that $1,800 per person times 10 years, makes a difference in their life. So we've got lobby tables that we've got scheduled beginning in November and going all the way through until April.
And will folks from Eastern Michigan University be part of that intergenerational community events that Melody was referencing?
So as we were waiting for this interview, we were planning out, an opportunity for us to try and recruit some of our college students. We specifically have a college student coordinator that is handling the efforts on campus in cooperation with my office. But we were having that discussion about how we can recruit students to either volunteer to help specifically the senior population understand how to do it online.
Well, I'm so glad we all got together today. It looks like it's going to be very productive, right?
Very productive.
Once again, we're talking Census 2020 on 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Melody Bryant and Carolyn Sanders continues. And you just mentioned impact, and you mentioned some figures, Carolyn, and I want to follow up on that. What is the dramatic impact of an inaccurate student count throughout not only Eastern Michigan University, but higher education as a whole?
Well, locally, it affects the municipality that we are currently housed in, the city of Ypsilanti. We need to have those numbers counted. We take up a large piece of their land mass, and so that affects their ability to get federal funding that benefits not only the university, but the businesses and the residents that live here.
And Melody, what are the adverse economic and social ramifications for an undercounted senior citizen and elderly population?
Well, the Area Agency on Aging works with our community partners to ensure that older adults are able to remain independent in their homes. So if you look at some of the things that the census funds, it impacts roads and public transportation. It impacts nutrition assistance. Most people know that as Meals on Wheels. It impacts senior housing. It will also impact any senior that might be dual eligible for Medicare and Medicaid because it specifically impacts Medicaid numbers.
And Melody, did we see an expansion of available resources after the 2010 census that we were able to put back into the community and these services?
Yes, I would say we did.
And hopefully it would happen once again because we have a growing number of aging and elderly, not only in the state of Michigan, but across the country. So how important is it going to be to make sure every single one of them is counted?
It is going to be extremely important. And I think everyone understands that we want to make sure that these services continue. Some of the other things that it might impact are hospitals and medical centers, the number of those that are built. We want to make sure that that is available for everyone. And one of the things that you might not think would impact seniors is schools, but seniors have grandchildren, so they do care about the schools and making sure there isn't overcrowding in the schools.
In your work, have you come across, Melody, any kinds of fears or trepidations that prevent people from participating?
Yes, and I think this is going to be particularly true this year. There are a lot of seniors who may not trust the internet as well as the government, so that is a big concern with seniors. But seniors do need to understand that it is completely confidential information, that none of their personal data can be released. So that's important. One of the things that we also want to get out to the seniors is there's going to be a big concern with scams and frauds. So the AARP is going to be doing a big campaign on the scams and frauds and how to avoid those.
So it's going to be very much about education and awareness between now and count day. And Carolyn, any fears expressed to you, particularly from the international students on campus?
Well, not to me per se, but we do know that there are concerns about, you know, whether or not it matters if you are documented or not documented, and that information is not released, and we are trying our best to let students and citizens know that there is no correlation between immigration efforts and completing the census. At the end of the day, those services that occur as a result of federal funding come from being able to have the census identify where populations are located.
So, Melody, I want to ask you a final question. There is still a bit of time, but I'm sure it feels very short period of time to you.
It does.
Between now and the census count. How will you be spending the majority of that time in making sure you reach your constituency?
Well, we've already started our campaign to Snowbirds. We started that in October because, as I'm sure you know, They are already departing for Florida and Arizona. So we have a big social media campaign, and we are working with the senior centers and getting out flyers and rec cards to them. They're putting information in their newsletters and also getting the information out to existing events. I am getting out as much as I can into the media campaign, and then we will be coordinating the events that we will be doing at the senior centers between now and March, and those will start taking place in March.
And Carolyn, you referenced there are going to be a number of campus events between now and then. Will it pick up steam as we get closer and closer to the day and become more and more visible?
Yes, and January is going to be a heavy month for us. So January and February, we have quite a few events planned basically every week. We're doing everything we can to get the word out.
I would like to thank both of you for the time and the information today on Census 2020. I'm very grateful.
Thank you for having
us.
That is Melody Bryant, a community organizer and project coordinator at the Area Agency on Aging 1B, and Carolyn Sanders, who is Assistant Director of Community Relations and Engagement at Eastern Michigan University. Census 2020 is a monthly feature produced in partnership with Washtenaw County's Office of Community and Economic Development. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.